Also in on the tackle there, Butch, Jacob Lewis.
Jacob
They have their own Jacob Lewis.
I mean, darn.
Balance line in front for Jacob Lewis of the Hornets. He's their quarterback. Hands off is to Nick Plummer. Plummer dragging Golden Eagles forward up through the field, and he gets up to the 41 of Chillicothe. A carry, first down carry of about 8 yards for the Chillicothe Hornets. Tackle made by Riley Drennan.
Nick Plummer did a nice job of keeping his balance and was able to pick up 8 yards on that. It's a good first down play. Anytime you can make 8 yards, it puts you in pretty good shape for that second down.
Entering tonight's game, Nick Plummer is leading this Hornet football team with 296 yards rushing and 5 rushing touchdowns. Oops. Flags go up in the air as part of the ball being snapped. Initially, a Golden Eagle defender came across the line of scrimmage and startled one of the offensive linemen for Chillicothe who took off sides. They're going to call this penalty against the Golden Eagles. That will be a first down for the Hornets. Just underway here at Jerry Lett Memorial Stadium. 11:16 remains first quarter. Chillicothe has taken the opening kickoff up to their own 46-yard line where they'll have a first and 10 against the Golden Eagles defense.
It's not what you want to do is when you're on defense is to jump off sides and give the other team a first down, but that's what Chillicothe had.
Here's Lewis, three backs in the backfield. Guy Vincent comes out of the backfield in motion to the right. Pitch back goes to Plummer, hit right at the line of scrimmage by number 88 of the Golden Eagles, Riley Drennan, a senior defensive end for the Golden Eagles.
I stopped that time by LeBlanc as Riley Drennan came up to stop Nick Plummer.
In his career, Nick Plummer entering tonight's game had carried the ball 126 times for 649 yards, 11 touchdowns. He averages 5 yards a carry in his Hornet career. Hatfield now is flanked tight to the left side. Vincent and Plummer in the backfield. Plummer again gets the call, goes slicing off left corner, and gets a gain of about 2 yards there as the Golden Eagles are stymieing and very tough on defense here early on. Austin Dawkins, a sophomore, in on the tackle for the Golden Eagles. That'll bring up a long 3rd and 8 for the Hornet offense. Ball sitting at the 48-yard line of Chillicothe. Alex Thompson comes out of the ball game, limping ever so slightly, but it appears as though he's going to be okay. He's going to shake it off here over on the sidelines. He's replaced by Blake Stevens, who will be in at the left tight end position. Spencer Hart will be in at the right tight end position. Third down for the Hornets. Counter pitch goes to Vincent. Vincent looks for the 50. He's going to be brought down prior to the 50-yard line. A gain of 1. Tackle made by Michael Haynes, a senior for the Golden Eagles.
Nice stop that time by LeBlanc to come up and stop Guy Vincent with just a 1 yard gain as the ball rests just shy of the 50 yard line. As Chillicothe has it 4th down and 6, and Blake Stevens will line up in punt formation here.
Derek Garver and Taylor Lorenz will be back deep to accept this punt from Blake Stevens, who's standing back at his own 40. Gets the snap cleanly. Here's the punt. It's a boomer. It's going to go over Garver's head, bounce inside the 10-yard line, roll, and take a Hornet bounce down to the 6 of St. Joe LeBlanc. So with 8:55 remaining first quarter, Chillicothe's first offensive possession ends in a punt to the Golden Eagles, and now the Golden Eagles will have their first offensive drive start at their own 6-yard line.
Nice punt. Nice punt that time by Blake Stevens of 44 yards. And puts LeBlanc deep in their own territory here as we've got 8:55 to go in the first quarter. Of course, no score.
Craig Browning's the quarterback, Butch, for the Golden Eagles against St. Joe Benton earlier this season. He completed 14 of 33 passes for 205 yards, but he had 3 interceptions. He has 3 wide receivers, 2 to the right, 1 to the left. Handoff goes to Dawkins up the middle. For very little gain, Austin Dawkins, a sophomore, carrying the ball, gets a gain of about maybe 1 yard, make it 2nd down and 9 for the Golden Eagles at their own 7. Tackle was made by Nick Plummer, the nose guard for the Hornets. And coming out of the ball game is Spencer Hart. He's limping very gingerly on that right knee. Two wide receiver set, one to the right, one to the left. Chucky Kemp's the one to the right. Lorenz Y to the left. Handoff goes to Dawkins, and he leaps over the line of scrimmage, gets up to about the 9-yard line of the Golden Eagles. Still well short of the first down. It'll bring up a third down and about seven for the Golden Eagles offense. Now Connor Dixon comes out of this ball game. He's holding his left wrist, and he is in agony as he goes off on his own accord over to the Hornet sideline. So, Butch, I hate saying that, but three Hornet starters already have gone to the sidelines in this game, and we have 7:40 remaining first quarter. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. Lone setback is Dawkins. Rolling to his right is Downing. He's going to run with it, and he's going to be brought down for no gain. He's all the way back to the original line of scrimmage, which was the 6-yard line. So the Golden Eagles will be punting on fourth and long. Their punter, Dawkins, the sophomore, will be standing back at the back of the end zone at the south end of the football field.
Good chance for a block punt right here.
Chillicothe's already blocked one punt this year. That came in game one against the Marshall Owls on the road. Alex Thompson and Guy Vincent are standing back at the Golden Eagles 40. A running punt. It's a boomer that pushes Thompson back.
Wow.
It bounces at the Chillicothe 45, continues to roll to the north, and is picked up by Guy Vincent at the 20, and he's going to be stood up at the 21 and stopped right there. That was, Butch, that was like a Chip Van Lanningham punt there.
Yeah, well, he was, what, on his own 6-yard line?
Kind of did a rugby
punt. Goes to the 20. Wow. Get the calculator out to figure that one out.
And Butch, Alex Thompson, who was back for that punt, he didn't show much speed getting back there to try to catch that ball. He couldn't keep up with it. He's limping still very noticeably as he's back on the sidelines again.
Oh, my. 74 yards on that punt. Man, did he boom that out of there.
It was beautiful.
Yeah, that was the highlight of so far of the night.
Hatfield, Plummer, and Vincent are in the backfield for Jacob Lewis, the quarterback. From the 21 of Chillicothe, here's Hatfield. He's going up the gut, gets up to the 31 of Chillicothe. He's going to be short of the first down by about a yard. Taylor Lorenz, the senior defensive back, was in on the tackle for the Golden Eagles. Now, Butch, last year against St. Joe LeBlanc at St. Joe LeBlanc's field, we were up, I believe, by 46 points at the end of the first quarter. I don't think we're going to get there tonight.
That's not going to happen tonight.
All right, here's Vincent, Plummer, and Hatfield in the backfield again for Jacob Lewis, who has a strong line to the right. Second down and two for the Hornets from their own 31. Quarterback sneak by Lewis. He's got the first down as he gets up to the 35 and is finally brought down at the 38 of Chillicothe. Mitchell Culver and Riley Drennan in on the tackle for the Golden Eagles defense. Hornet coaching staff, Butch, must have saw something there to call a quarterback sneak so early in this ball game.
Yep, picked up the first down. That'll be their second first down on the night.